USA News. I'm Tim Berg. All 12 jurors have been seated in former President Donald Trump's criminal trial in New York City. The judge in the case announcing, "We now have a jury." The jury consists of 7 men and 5 women. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer spent some time meeting with the Prime Minister of Ukraine on Thursday, the chamber leader telling the Prime Minister that he commends the work of Ukrainians amidst ongoing attacks from Russian forces.
Your people are valiant. I've seen them. Your president is valiant, and you are. And we're with the Ukrainian people.
The White House is cleaning up a lie President Biden told on Wednesday. Biden saying his uncle was eaten by cannibals at a campaign stop in Pennsylvania. Biden mentioning also that his uncle Ambrose Finnegan was killed during World War II and then made a reference to cannibalism.
He got shot down, New Guinea, and they never found the body because there were a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
Aboard Air Force One, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre informing reporters that Biden was simply expressing his immense pride in Finnegan and that there is no truth to the claim that he was eaten in New Guinea. Hunter Biden is asking appellate courts in both of his criminal cases to consider dismissing his tax and gun charges. Biden asking the Third Circuit Court of Appeals earlier this week to hear his arguments for dismissal after a judge in Delaware denied Biden's request to drop 3 felonies related to a 2018 gun purchase. Biden also asking the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals last week to dismiss 9 tax charges he is facing in California, including failure to pay taxes and filing false returns. The average rate on a standard 30-year fixed mortgage jumped by nearly a quarter of a percentage point to 7.1. That's according to mortgage giant Freddie Mac. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Find machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
The Education Department is continuing to go after a Christian university. USA's Jen Gelber has the details.
Department of Education Secretary Miguel Cardona has vowed to shut down Grand Canyon University, the largest Christian university in the U.S., for not disclosing the true cost of tuition to students, requiring them to pay extra for courses they would need to graduate. The school was fined $37.7 million. Grand Canyon University President Brian Mueller believes the university is being targeted by the Department of Education.
Ever since we filed the complaint, they have started these 4 investigations, and these 4 investigations have been huge investigations that have led to real trivial results, but it's cost us millions of dollars. And so finally we had to say, hey, something else has to be going on here.
Google is firing 28 employees following protests over labor conditions and the company's contract to supply cloud computing and AI services to the Israeli government and military. CNBC reporting that the decision comes on the heels of the arrest of 9 Google employees for trespassing after staging a sit-in at company offices in New York and California. In a memo to staff regarding the firings, Google stated, "Behavior such as this is unacceptable in our workplace and will not be tolerated." For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.